Before we say hello to Pat, we're just going to let him know how important this weather is today and tomorrow. Today, we have the Kent Sidewalk Days going on. Yesterday, they had to cancel the outdoor book sale because of the heat and humidity. We also have going on today at the Gazebo in Great Barrington, their concert series at 5:30 tonight. In Sharon, we have the book signing at the Hotchkiss Library, back after a two-year hiatus because of COVID. That's 5:30 till 7:30, right next door to the library at the Sharon Historical Society. That is going on today. Starting today, running Saturday and Sunday, weekend in Norfolk, literally 100 or more events going on throughout the weekend in Norfolk, Connecticut, both inside and out. Tomorrow, we have the Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair between 10 and 5. We have Twin Lakes Day tomorrow going on as well. Kent Sidewalk Sales Days tomorrow as well. Rose Algren Art Show in Cornwall is on. I mean, I can just keep going on and on and on, Pat. It is a very, very busy couple of days.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you can tell me that it's not going to be continuous rain. It's going to be pop-up thunderstorms.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't matter. Because look what happened yesterday in the Albany area. They got 3 inches of rain.
Yeah, I know.
You see what I mean? It's all very, very localized stuff. And you just have to be prepared for it. There's no if, buts, or ands. They'll be, and any of these storms, they're slow movers, can produce flash flooding. So today will be partly cloudy and humid with some showers and thunderstorms in the low 90s. Showers and storms 70 to 75 tonight. Hazy and humid with showers and storms on Saturday, again mainly afternoon, 85 to 90. Hazy, sticky, scattered storms. Not as widespread Sunday, 90 to 95, hot, humid, some thunderstorms Monday, mid-90s, and there may still be more showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. So we're in a very, very warm, tropical-like pattern, no doubt about it. So I don't know what to tell you. There was a water spout that went across Chesapeake Bay yesterday and then charged on land as a tornado and just literally blew houses apart. You know, that was in the Chesapeake Bay area. That was incredible.
You know, people are stupid. I've seen water spouts, okay, video, and I've seen them in person. People standing on beaches, and they stand there, and they don't understand that the water spout is a darn tornado. It's just that it's out in the water, and if you're looking at it and you're not reading its direction right, guess what? And it hits land. You're a victim of a tornado.
You're in trouble. Yep, you're in trouble.
I mean, you see it all the time. People, oh, look at that! Whoa! They stand there. It's a tornado. Call it what you want. It's a tornado. And another thing, I've been seeing videos lately of people with the heavy rains out in the western United States because they've got sport utility vehicles. They try to cross a flash flood. And of course, the vehicle is immediately lifted up in the water and taken and taken downstream. Now, it happened three times, and people downstream were rescued. Okay, but people are just plain stupid.
Oh yeah, I know. You know, this particular video from the Chesapeake Bay, as the tornado charged inland and the house that she was videotaping started blowing away, all of a sudden the video ended. So she probably dropped the camera and ran, or the cell phone and ran.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you just don't fool with Mother Nature. I mean,
no, you
don't. You see a water spout, it would be just like if you were on land. Okay, you know, we're going to get ready to get into safe place just in case. Because unless you really are a really good person, like a meteorologist or anything, it's very hard for you to tell the direction that thing's going to go in.
You don't know. Yeah, you exactly. You just don't know. Yep.
We live in strange times, Pat. Lots of different...
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. You're right. Very, very strange times. No doubt about it.
Well, like I said, we have a lot to see and do this weekend, so people should just be prepared. You know, bring an umbrella, bring a poncho. If you've got a portable radio, an emergency alert radio, or else set your telephone to receive EAS alerts, because weather alerts come over your cell phone now as well.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to the lake. I mean, it is just, I'm not so worried about, you know, the rain. I'm just worried about how humid it's going to be. And again, remember, you know, we just don't have AC up there. So, you know, I know there's usually one or two nights over the whole summer where the temperature doesn't drop at night, and it's just so uncomfortable. Even if you have a little battery fan, it's just very, very uncomfortable. So, I don't know. I may just stay home. We'll have to look at the weather when I get up tomorrow morning and judge accordingly.
All right. Well, we'll stay home and watch some movies.
Yeah, I could always do that.
You stay home and watch some movies.
You know, yeah, you know, but, you know, I do that all, you know, mostly all fall and winter.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're not going to go to the lake, what are you going to do?
Well, that's the thing. I try to take advantage, you know, of being up at the lake while I can. So we shall see. Yep, I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to say no. We'll just keep that up in the air for now, like the weather. And there definitely is a trend to much cooler and drier weather by this time next week.
All right.
So we do see that on the weather maps.
Are you working on your fall forecast yet?
Yep. I'm done through November. I just have December to do.
Oh. Anything good in it for us?
I don't see it. I don't see it going one way or another.
All right.
I mean, I see some chilly weather. I see some mild weather. I see some rain. I don't see much snow so far. So I'm not convinced. I mean, I don't see a pattern. Unfortunately, I don't.
And patterns are good.
Yeah, I just don't see that. But we will continue to watch all of that. I mean, this summer, I kind of thought would be, I'm trying to remember what I said. We can see what I said.
I thought you said it was going to be cool in the beginning, but then we were going to have warm weather. I could be wrong.
Summer looks warmer than normal. Okay. Rainfall near normal. Approximately 50% of the summer weekends will have some rain. 50% of the weekends will have some rain. And that's what I said. What am I saying right now? This is what, the second week in August, right?
Yeah.
Second week in August was windy, less humid. That's wrong. Strong storms late. Well, I mean, it started off less humid. It did, if you recall. And then it got humid during the week. And we may have some strong storms today and tomorrow. So that will work. That'll work. Third week, right? That's next week. Is it third week? 1, 2, 3. Yep. Not as warm, showers late. Okay. I'll buy that.
Mm.
Kind of generic. Very generic. Very, very vague. The forecast. It's a long-range forecast, so. But it's just, you know, it's just going with trends. That's all. I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of summer. Not these kind of summers, anyhow.
Well, like I said, the warm and humid weather helps me out. So I don't mind it at all. I don't mind it at all. It helps me out. I know there's a lot of people out there that don't like it, but there's also people like me that do like it. So. Mm-hmm. We got to get our due.
They are far and few between.
You know, you got to get our due because, you know, we're going to be going into fall and then into winter. And it just seems winter seems to take forever where summer just seems to fly by.
Yeah. Well, because people are more active. You're out of doors, you're doing a lot more. So I think that's why it flies by. In the wintertime, it could be extremely boring. You know, you're in day after day after day after day. Hey, yeah, maybe you go out to shopping. And, you know, in the holidays, you visit family. But for the most part, it's not like summer. Summer, you want to be outdoors almost every day.
You know, in summer, you just walk out of the house. In wintertime, you got to put on boots.
Bundle up your coat.
Boots, gloves, and then you come back in and you got to take it all off. That's what I love about summer. Shorts, polo shirt, sneakers.
And be done with it. Yeah.
And you're done with it. That's it. You're out. Yep. And you come back in, you're fine.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's recap this HHH forecast.
Well, you're in the low 90s today and Sunday, 85 to 90 tomorrow, and all 3 days humid with some showers and thunderstorms.
All right. And the words, the wise, be prepared.
That's it. Just be prepared.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, be safe. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.